The Timothy Group presents Pat Answers, a format in which we answer your questions regarding fundraising, capital campaigns, capacity building, team development, and more. Now here's your host, Pat McLaughlin.
Welcome to another exciting segment of Pat Answers. Hey, I was recently asked, are there really some good stewardship narratives in the scripture? Are there some great stewardship stories that I can encourage my staff with, encourage our donors, our ministry partners with? And I'm going to share with you now it's all contained a lot of places, but in Haggai and Friends, 66 Perspectives on Stewardship. As I wrote that a long time ago, I realized that all 66 books of the Holy Writ have a stewardship principle. I started with Haggai. Howard Dayton, an old buddy of mine, got me studying Haggai many years ago, and I loved it. And I found in those 38 verses, by the way, the second shortest book in the Old Testament. What's the shortest? 21 verses, Obadiah, 38 verses, Haggai. And I saw in that story where this prophet of God returned from captivity in Babylon and began to challenge the children of Israel, who had been back 14 years already, to get their act together. And five times in that short passage, he challenges the children of Israel to consider their ways. He talks to them about why they have money and put it in pockets with holes in it, why they eat food but they're hungry. They have clothing but they put it on and they're cold. And he begins to say, God is not going to bless you until you pick up the work that you began 14 years ago on the temple. And as you look at that short passage, great study for your development team, you'll realize that Haggai asked a number of questions. And some of those questions were, you know, why is it okay for you to live in your paneled house? That's a Hebrew house. That's a finished house, while my house still lies in ruin. That message came from Haggai directly from Jehovah and beginning to challenge the people. And he challenged three groups. He challenged the people, he challenged the priests, and he challenged the princes. He challenged all the society, all pieces of society of Jerusalem to begin to get their act together. And folks, they came together and in 66 days completed the temple work. It wasn't marble. It was built out of timber. But God said, I'm going to be happy with just your faithfulness to complete that temple, to get it going. That's a great Old Testament passage, and I think it should get more preach time. Difficult book because it's very straightforward on folks. Consider your ways. I want you to be faithful stewards of what I've entrusted to you. Your time, your talent, your treasure, your families, all those pieces are involved in that. And Haggai is a great stewardship story, a major lesson from a minor prophet. And once again, that's how Pat answers.
You've been listening to Pat Answers with your host, Pat McLaughlin, founder and president of the Timothy Group. For more information about the Timothy Group and how they can help you reach that next level, visit their website, timothygroup.com. Be sure to tell others about this podcast and join us again for another Pat Answers.